Both presidential candidates addressed the economic crisis at campaign stops today. In Scranton, Pennsylvania, John McCain told a gathering of Irish Americans that he's deeply uncomfortable with the bailout plan. He called for oversight and accountability and for an end to golden parachutes.
My friends, the top executives are asking for $2.5 billion in bonuses after they ran the company into the ground. The senior executives of any firm that's bailed out by the Treasury should not be making more money than the highest paid government official. We should have that criteria.
That's Senator John McCain, and by the way, we checked, and the highest-paid government position is the one McCain is seeking. The president's annual salary is currently $400,000. Meanwhile, McCain's rival, Barack Obama, told a crowd in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that any bailout will be expensive. He talked about cutting some federal programs to make room for others.
We are going to fire government managers who aren't getting results. We will cut funding for programs that are wasting your money. We will use technology and the lessons from the private sector to improve efficiency across every level of government, because we cannot meet 21st century challenges with a 20th century bureaucracy, and that's going to change when I'm president.
Senator Barack Obama at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin today.